RadioMD.com. Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robson, founder of EmpowHer.com, cut through the confusion to discuss all things her. This is Her Radio on Radio MD.
Oh, Michelle, we're in a pickle. Oh, no, we're not in a pickle. We're going to make
pickles. I knew this was coming. Yeah, jarring. I'm jarred by this.
This could go on for hours. So we need to take our wonderful Her Radio listeners and just take them directly to our go-to chef, and that's Chef Abby Gelman. We're going to be talking today, Chef Abby, all about what to pickle and why, and yeah. I'm going to just sort of start it out with saying that pickles and pickled fruits and vegetables actually are really great probiotics and prebiotics for your belly bugs inside your GI tract, trying to keep up that flora to a real healthy population. So if you're wondering why we even care about that, it's because that microbiome in your gut really needs to be healthy. And this is one of the things we can do to make it healthy. Right, Chef Abby?
That's absolutely correct. Pickling is definitely a healthy, healthy gut food.
All right, so what do we do to be able to make a pickle? We're going to make dill pickles here, and we're going to, you know, do the whole pickle thing. So
all right,
tell us how we do this.
So pickling things can be really quick. It doesn't have to be a long, arduous process. It's really easy to pickle pretty much anything fairly quickly. And it really just comes down to a couple different ingredients. So, for example, you asked about making just regular pickles. Those are cucumbers. So you would have water, vinegar, maybe a little bit of sugar, some salt, and then whatever other kind of flavorings you want. Some people want garlic. Some people want dill. You could put, mustard seeds in there, all the, whatever flavor profile you might like. And you basically heat up the liquid. You pour it over whatever vegetable, so in this case, cucumbers. You let it cool, and then you put it in the fridge, and probably 2 to 4 days later, depending on how much is in there, you have something pickled.
That's it? That's so easy.
Yeah, that's it.
So how long does it last? I mean, once you've done that,
oh, forever.
This is the other thing.
Now, wait a minute, Michelle.
So a lot of produce, obviously, is fairly perishable. So this is also another method of cooking, kind of, that preserves perishable food for months. So if you make a batch of pickles, they should be good for at least 3 months in your fridge without doing anything special to them.
My grandmother used to pickle all kinds of stuff, and she kept it down in the basement, and it lasted forever.
Yeah, if you can, if you do specialty canning, which is a whole other process where you need to, really take caution in how you put the things into the actual jars, then it can stay for years.
That's basically what she did, doing
what you get on, off the grocery store shelf. But if you do a quick pickle, and just put it in a jar and put it in your fridge, you've got a good 3 months out of it, for sure.
That makes sense. Hey, Abby, I have a question for you.
And your belly bugs will love it.
Yeah.
Well, the belly bugs will love it, but do you retain water when you eat pickled fruits or pickled vegetables? Because I feel like I tend to retain water.
So the funny thing is, you might feel that way, but there's really more vinegar. There's not as much salt as you think.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have, usually it's like a 3-to-1 ratio, for example, of water to a vinegar, let's say. So if you have 3 cups water and 1 cup of vinegar in your mixture, you would only use probably about a tablespoon of salt, which isn't very much for that much for 4 cups of fluid. There's only really a tablespoon of salt. So it's a lot of vinegar, not as much salt as people think.
Got it.
Now, what about that kosher salt? Why don't you talk to the different kinds of salt?
Oh, yeah. There's all different kinds of salt. For pickling, I would say use kosher salt because it's pretty generic, pretty basic. There's a larger crystal to it, and usually pretty unadulterated. You can use specialty salts, but usually specialty salts, you know, Himalayan pink salt and black salt and all sorts of, you know, there's a million different kinds of salts out there. If it's a really expensive specialty salt, those are usually better for something like when you're cooking and you're finishing a dish or something that you really want a particular flavor of the salt to come out. Now, that being said, if you want some kind of special mineral flavor of a salt you like, you can use some of that in there as well. But just for a basic, you know, everyday pickling, kosher salt is usually the best way to go.
How about quick pickled onions? I know you have a great recipe for that.
Yeah, so pickled onions are great. Well, here's the other thing about pickling. They brighten everything.
Ah.
So if you have, for example, a salad with a rich dressing on it, like a fatty dressing, or if you have a salmon with which is a fatty fish with some kind of rich sauce on it, pickled foods will brighten up anything. So they add a little acidic to cut through the fat. So pickled onions are really great on fatty dishes. So you can use apple cider vinegar, some sugar, some salt, some water, and some red onions actually work beautifully for pickled onions. And those you can put on everything.
I drink Bragg's apple cider vinegar with a little bit of water just to keep the acid away from my stomach, and it works like a charm.
Nice.
Very nice. So the pickled onions would work as well. So let's talk about pickled beets, which are my favorite, with caraway.
Yeah, pickled beets are great. A lot of people cook beets and eat them, but the funny thing about beets is they're pretty good raw, and they're delicious when you pickle them raw. So if you just, you know, use a mandolin or something, or like a food processor that blade that makes them slice very thinly into little, you know, slips of a circle or a half moon. And caraway seeds and things like that go wonderfully with beets. You can use any kind of vinegar. Rice wine vinegar would give it like an Asian feel. You can use sherry vinegar. You can use, you know, you can go back to the apple cider vinegar if you want. And a little bit of sugar, a little bit of water, a little bit of salt. And then you have pickled beets with a different flavor profile if you put something like caraway seed and other vinegars in there.
It seems like it's so simple and fairly straightforward. And I think that, again, one of the things that people need to keep in mind is that we're interested in even exploring pickling because, again, it's great for gut health. I think a lot of women out there in her radio land don't yet really know about their what I love to call belly bugs. And down in the gastrointestinal tract, you've got 100 trillion bacteria, and they're all trying to work for you. And they're different populations of these bacteria. And one of the things they love to chomp on, as it were, is the pickled fruits and vegetables. And this is why we're really going through this in a big way. So this is really great. We've been talking to our go-to chef. She's a culinary nutritionist, means both a registered dietitian and a certified chef. And that is Chef Abby Gelman. Go to her website at culinarynutritioncuisine.com. Learn more about her wonderful work. And also, if you missed some of our past her radio pieces with us, and when Abby is on, then listen up. You're going to love it. Thank you, Chef Abby. This is Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson.
You're listening to Her Radio. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. And if you have a health question you want Dr. Peek and I to answer, email us at askher@radiomd.com. Stay well.